Tonight's Shir Siman Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalid, Siman Mem Gimel, Din Echli Hisnaheg, Bitfilim, Be Consola Beis Akise, how one should conduct himself when he goes into a Beis Akise and is wearing tefillin. So before we begin, I just want to point out that there are three different gezeros that we are concerned about. One is a gezeira that a person should not have a bowel movement while wearing tefillin. That's forbidden. It is permitted to urinate when wearing tefillin. It is not permitted to defecate. So that is a gezeira. When a person goes to urinate, he may end up having a bowel movement. That's number one. Number two, there's a gezeira even when a person urinates that his hands may be used to clean himself afterwards. And that's a problem if you're wearing tefillin. The third gezeira is that it's possible we should be concerned even if a person is just going to urinate, he may pass gas, and it's forbidden to pass gas while wearing tefillin. So there are three different concerns that are being alluded to in the context of this halacha. And there's one more introduction you need to know, that the Shulchan Aruch describes a beis akise kavua and a beis akise arai. And he doesn't explain it till later. He does explain it in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, that a beis akise kavua is one where there is soa visible on the ground, and the beis akise arai is one that is used exclusively for urinating, and there is no human waste on the floor. So that's another definition that plays into ready Sif Aleph, even though it's only explained later on. So let's begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us also the concept of a kise kavua lahashtin b'tfilin shabarosho. It is forbidden to enter a set beis akise, which, as we explained, there is evidence of human waste. You cannot enter there, even if your intent is only to urinate, when he's wearing tefillin on his head, Mishnah Berurah says, including on his arm. Gezera shema yaseh ben tzrachav. It's a gezera. We're afraid he may end up using it for a bowel movement, and since that is forbidden, he can't even go in to urinate. But if he takes off his tefillin and he holds them in his hand, then it's mutla hashtan behem beis akise kavua, then he'll be allowed to enter the beis akise kavua, the set bathroom, in order to urinate. The Ramah adds, v'hainu dafka, that is only acceptable, keshemashtin miyushov, when he is urinating in a seated position, the lekala mechash linitzaitzos. So there's no concern of any droplets that he would have to clean up. Al mashtin ma'umud, but if he were to urinate standing up, pshita de oser, that's for sure forbidden, even holding his tefillin in his hand, though odiv beis akise arai, it's not better than beis akise arai, that he's not allowed to do that, because we're afraid that he will use his hands to clean himself from any droplets, and therefore the tefillin have to be removed and left with somebody else before he goes into the bathroom. The same is true if he would urinate sitting down or over soft dirt where there's no concern of droplets that have to be cleaned. The beis akise arai namishar, that's permitted also in a beis akise arai as well as a beis akise kavua. Vein chiluk ben kevula arai linzeh. There's no distinction between a set bathroom or a temporary one for this purpose. El de beis akise kavua mistama oset tzrachav miyushav. Just there's an assumption when you go into a beis akise kavua that he will urinate seated. Ubeis akise arai mistama oisem umud, as opposed to the beis akise arai, which is exclusively for urination. The assumption is that he's standing. Halvedo nifna l'gdom, he's not using it for gedolim, for defecation. Ubeis akise arai mutu lahashtin behem kishem berosho, in a beis akise arai he can urinate wearing his tefillin. But if he's holding them in his hand, then he would not be allowed to urinate standing up. Even if he wraps the tefillin in his garment, because he wants his hands free in order to clean any droplets from his feet. Elacholzan berichuk aba amas. So what he's supposed to do is take off his tefillin, 4 amas from the bathroom, v'nayis machaver, and give them to someone else. So this is where the Rama interjected that if a base a kisei arai, there's a requirement to entirely remove your tefillin and leave them outside the bathroom if you're going to urinate standing up, then there's no question the same would be true in a basic kisei kavua. As the Mechaber waits to explain it in the context, basic kisei kavua, basic kisei arai, so the Rama right away says, but the basic kisei kavua isn't better than arai, and if in the basic kisei arai he has to take off his tefillin to urinate standing up because of the gezerah shem yefashvesh that he'll clean himself off, then that's certainly true in a basic kisei kavua too. The only leniency basic kavua is because we're assuming he's going to sit down in basic kisei kavua. There is no issue of nitzaitzis, so then you're not going to have that issue of taking them off outside the bathroom, and you could hold them wrapped up in your garment. If you look in the Rambam, it seems clear that it's forbidden to urinate while wearing tefillin, whether in a basic kisei kavua or basic kisei arai, because he's concerned gezer shem yafich behem, he may pass gas, which is forbidden. And one should concern himself with shitas Rambam, which basically eliminates the possibility of urinating wearing tefillin at all. Go back to Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Aleph. Lahashta. The Mechaber begins that one may not enter a Beis HaKisei Kavua. And again, Beis HaKisei Kavua is a place where people have bowel movements and there could be human waste on the floor visible. So you cannot go in there to urinate wearing tefillin. Hamagen Avram b'Sifkan Tes Kosav. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Hamagen Avram b'Sifkan Tes. The Masha Kosav Mechaber Lahashta. The Mechaber says you're entering the Beis HaKisei Kavua to urinate. The Busanok, it's a chiddush. Dafil lahashtin, that even though he's going to urinate, api shuchayev shal adam, this is important to for his health. Also likonis, he cannot go in wearing his tefillin. Vekoshkin shal tzarach, certainly if he's not going in to urinate, he's going in for whatever reason, not to use the bathroom, but he's going to Beis HaKisei Kavua, he can't wear his tefillin. Sifkan beis, betfilin shebarosh, with tefillin on his head. Now, it doesn't make a difference. The hand tefillin are also asur. He has to take the tefillin off his arm as well for the same reason. Again, the reason we're concerned is we're afraid if he's going in to urinate, he may end up making a bowel movement in there, and that would be a problem for both tefillin shorosh and tefillin shiad equally. The only reason the Shulchan Aruch picks on the tefillin shorosh, but lemutim ochsim biyad, he's trying to exclude if he was took them off and were holding them in his hand. Sifkan Gimel Biyada. So Mechaber says what he's supposed to do is take off his tefillin and hold him in his hand, and then he can urinate in this basic kisei kavua. But so I mean to say, Mishnah Berurah says the vigdo ubiyad yamino keneged libo. It's not just in his hand; he wraps it in his clothing, so it's covered. Then he holds it in his right arm by his heart. As we will describe in Seif Hey. So if a person enters the basic kisei kavua, just to urinate, he has to take off his tefillin, he wraps him in his clothing, he holds it in his hand, and on that, the Rama interjects, one second, this can only be true if he is sitting down. Sifkan dal pshita d'asur. If he's standing up, it's forbidden to do that, b'ruchas and b'yot, to hold him in his hand, shemi kaneach hanitzaitzis, because when he's standing up, there's a concern of droplets on his feet that he's going to clean up. And of course, it's also on his head as well. Because we're afraid he will sit down and have a bowel movement. So therefore, if he's going to stand and urinate in the basic kisei kavua, he must leave his tefillin outside. The only allowance the Mechaber says of taking his tefillin in, wrapped in his garment, holding in his hand, is if he's sitting down in the basic kisei kavua to urinate. Sikon hay or offer tichuach. Oh, makam daran. It's also okay if this dirt is soft and there won't be any splashing of urine, or if it's on an incline down so that he doesn't have to worry that he'll get anything on his feet that have to be cleaned off. Sifkatan vav. The Rama says there is no difference between the Beis HaKisei Kavua and Arai in this regard. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there is a little difference. the bekever the yesh chashash shemiyaset tzrochov in a basic kisei keva, there's a concern that he will have a bowel movement. So shiyeh bevigdo ubiyado. So it should be in his clothing, in his hand. Kamosha kasav to sifkan gimel. I wrote this before. Sifkan gimel uba arai. Whereas if he is in a basic kisei arai and it's not normal to defecate in that bathroom, afila biyado levad nami muta bezet. So even in his hand alone is fine. The leka chashash nitzaitzis. There is no concern of nitzaitzis that he would have to clean with his hand, and therefore he could keep it in his hand, and there is no reference of beged. There is no reference of wrapping it in the garment. That's the only distinction that there would be. Sifkan zayin, the basic kisei arai v'chulu. In the basic kisei arai, the mechaber says it is mutter to wear his tefillin when he urinates. So gazrinim beishem yipanavim. We're not afraid that in a basic kisei arai he may have a bowel movement, because that's not what's done in a basic kisei arai. But he does have to be careful not to pass gas. If he's holding them in his hands, that's worse than wearing them on his head. Wearing them on his head, we're not concerned in the basic kisei arai. But in his hand, we are concerned if he's standing up, because he wants to clean himself with his hand. We're concerned he may clean any droplets that get on his feet with the same hand that's holding the tefillin. So instead, if he's going to urinate standing up, he has to remove them before he enters the basic kisei. If Gontes holds some berichok v'chulu, takes them off before he reaches 4 amos of the bathroom. Ayin magen avon shekosov. Look at magen avon who writes the mashakosov machab mitchila. When the machab wrote in the beginning, asur lahashtin behem umud, that he may not urinate standing, holding his tefillin. My bein barai b'mikavur. That is whether it's a basic kisei arai or kavur, kumasha kasev b'agot. These exact what Rav Moshe said before. Umasha kasev el chotz and b'richuk arba amos. When he says take them off 4 amos away, my b'kavur. That's actually specific to a basic kisei kavur. The basic kisei arai, because if you are dealing with a basic kisei arai, which is only for urine, choylitz umash l'alter. He doesn't have to distance himself 4 amos. He could take off his tefillin and urinate right away. Chen kasev etaz, and the taz writes this as well. Sifkaton yud. So what does he do with his tefillin? He takes them off dalan amos and gives them to the chaver, gives them to his friend. To ba'atzmo also lechos ben, because he can't hold them. Oz at that time. The after ma'ar be'kavua, even if it's a basic kisei kavua. Umavua l'kamam b'sefei di'echoz v'gdo b'yado. We will learn in sefei that he can hold them in his clothing and his hand. Ki demar kishemashtim ma'umid. That doesn't work when he's urinating standing up. V'chashidim mishum noitzaitzis. And what about nitzaitzis? The whole allowance to bring the tefillin into the bathroom in his hand, wrapped in his clothing, is only if he's going to urinate seated. There's or use the bathroom seated. Where there's no chashash of nitzaitzis. But if he's standing, then even in a basic kisei arai, in certain basic kisei kavua, he cannot be holding his tefillin because there's going to be droplets that he wants to clean, and he shouldn't be using the hand that's holding his tefillin. Sifkan yud aleph kishehein birosho. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says one should never urinate wearing tefillin. Vodim bezro, again, not just on the shalrosh, the shayad as well, on the head, on the arm. The svirle, because the Rambam holds. The gazvin and shami yafiach behem. We have to be concerned that he may pass gas when he urinates. Aval kishen bekisan, but if they're in their pocket, if they're in their bag, for oiches a kis biyado, and he holds it in his hand. Motu lahashtem el devihakal, Evan would agree it would be permitted to urinate. Shekashem bekisan, when they're in the bag, ein isser v'hafocha, there is no restriction against passing gas. K'moshi sparav simin mem dalad, as will be clarified in simin mem dalad. Sifkan yud beis lidvarov, according to the Rambam, it's forbidden whether it's basic kisei kavua or basic kisei arai to urinate with tefillin, and one should be choshish for his words. Well, the eis hatzarech, but in case of need, maybe a person missed tefillah b'tzibur, yochel esmoch ader rishona, one could rely on the earlier, the first view, ach shizor harbeis, the yovel diafach, he has to be very careful not to pass gas when he is urinating. Ken kaz v'chayadam, so writes the chayadam. Umikom malkam, however, noagin lachlas ha-shalvosh, the meaning is to remove the shalvosh, v'gam shal yad, nochon lohosir, haratzuus mekafayad, and as far as the shal yad is concerned, at a minimum, one should unwrap the straps from his hand. He shouldn't wipe himself from any droplets with his tefillin. So in a practical scenario, the notes bring on the side that our base akisei is used not just for urinating, it's used for bowel movements as well. And Mela has halacha of the gezeira shema yavo to lasa tzurachov. So Mela, he must take off his tefillin before entering the bathroom. And we take them off, and when a person comes back and puts them back on, he makes a new bracha. So I heard a mice of this fellow who was at the halacha state, I can go in the bathroom with my tefillin. It's wrong. You cannot go in the bathroom with your tefillin. Our Beis HaKiseh is like Beis HaKiseh Kava. And Memela, one must take off his tefillin before he goes into the Beis HaKiseh.
We make another bracha
and put him back on. Because since you're in Matzah, when it's also to wear the tefillin, so then when you put them back on, you make a new bracha.
The whole idea is so bizarre.
There's two things that we don't realize.
Yeah.
The hygiene and bathrooms are different than we're used to, and they wear tefillin all day.
Yeah.
Those two go together here. They're wearing tefillin all day. Like, how can you imagine going to the bathroom wearing tefillin? So just to base a kisei arai, and you're going just to mashtin, you can wear your tefillin. Except the Rambam, the gzeir shema yafiach. What's going on? So they point it because they wear tefillin the ganz tog. They wear tefillin all day long. And memela to on off every day, time you go to urinate, there's a pain in the neck, so they want to leave the tefillin on. That's we don't live in a world where tefillin all day. And on top of that, or the whole hygiene is different with bathrooms with chafras. Seif beis. Beis akisei kavua. What is a beis akisei kavua? Hainu. Sheish bot soya. That there's excrement. V'apnei asode. It's right on the field. Below chafira. There's no hole. There's no latrine. It's not dug in the ground. Zokta mishtabur sevkon yud gimel. Below chafira. It's not no hole dug in the ground. There's something to say. Oh, it's tzorech lecholtz and b'yichuk abamas. That's when we say take off your tefillin at a distance of 4 amas. But if it's a hole in the ground, the hole in the ground is its own domain. The bathroom above is its domain. Maybe it's not a basic kise at all. As will be clarified in Simeg Pegimel. He could go in with his tefillin. But if he's going to urinate, everyone agrees he has to take off his tefillin. Like any basic kisei kavua, came masik and magen avram, as the magen avram explains. When do we say it? Lahashtin, alasas surachov. But if he's going to have a bowel movement, mashu divya basi yosef teishahach lachas bichuk abba amis mok mshavoyitza lasos surachov. He should be strict to remove his tefillin 4 amis away from the point where he intends to have his bowel movement. Avon niftem mok mshenu basic kisei klal. If he's afilu. Even if he's going to defecate in a place that's not a basic kisei at all, in his yard, in the field, he still has to take off his tefillin 4 amis away from that point. Se'if gimel, basic kisei arai, what is a temporary basic kisei? Hainu kagon lahashtin mayim, is to urinate, shein adam holich b'shvilon basic kisei. Because basically people don't go to the basic kisei if they just need to urinate. So this is when it becomes a basic kisei. It's a temporary basic kisei. It's true a person could go if he's in the neighborhood of a basic kisei kavah to urinate, but they won't necessarily matriach themselves for that, and they can make, okay, this becomes a basic kisei because he wants to urinate here. Sifkan yudal, basic kisei arrive, a temporary bathroom, perish. When do we say you can wear your tefillin and still urinate? It's a place that never has excrement. It's not a place that a person would have a bowel movement. So we're not going to be geyser. Maybe he's going to take this opportunity to have a bowel movement wearing tefillin. Even if it is a private place. We don't suspect that he will do that. So he urinates there the first time. Right away points out this language is not specific. Even if this is used regularly to urinate, it's still considered arai. When this the Be'er Halacha points out, if it's used all the time and it stinks from urine, then it would have a din of basic kisei kavua. So if dalid, if the tefillin are in his clothing in his embrace and he's wearing a belt, o bebigdo biyado, or he has it wrapped in his clothing and it's in his hand, mutter, then he is allowed to hold his tefillin like that, bein lehashtin, bein lepunis, whether he's just urinating or having a bowel movement. The din is that he cannot wear his tefillin for a bowel movement for sure. So he takes them off. If they're wrapped in his garment and he holds them, that would be permitted. And as far as urinating is concerned, so when did we say it's permitted to do this? Only if he's sitting. But if he's standing, we said we're worried about cleaning himself from the droplets. So Mr. Wu points out, either he puts them like in his chest, in his embrace, and he's wearing a belt. The sulek lemechem shemun, so he says, then there's nothing to worry about. Any droplets that he'll clean up. We're not afraid he'll drop them. This is permitted, whether it's a permanent or temporary bathroom, because they're securely held in his clothing and it's belted, tied down, so to speak. Or if he wraps it in his clothing and he holds it in his hand. So right away the Mishnah Berurah asks, did Sif Aleph Kasev? Didn't we say in Sif Aleph? I feel that it doesn't help to hold them in his clothing if he's standing and urinating. Tazim Agnavam have great problems with this apparent contradiction that the Mechaber should have clarified over here. So the Vilnagoyen wants to say that this particular paragraph, its origin is the Sefer Baal Trumas. And it's a different opinion. And actually argues on that which we learn in Sifalf. He holds that if the tefillin are wrapped in his garment in his hand, we're not afraid that he wants to use his hand that's holding the tefillin to clean himself off from droplets. And the Sefer Mamordechai concludes this way as well. So, the halacha, we certainly say this is unacceptable if you're standing up. Unless it's b'makom adaron or offer tichuach, we're not worried about droplets. Ubi kishurim bebigdo, but if they're tied in his garment and his hands are free, lukol amamuta, then there's no problem. Everyone would agree that's fine because there's no gezeira. If he's going to have a bowel movement, it's mutter. Shami yikapin tzaitzis, his hands are free. Shami yafiach behem, it's mutter because he's not wearing them. So in that scenario, it would be permitted.